Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to try and find some winners over the weekend. And today we've got two meetings, Sandown and also Benalla. Robbie Griffiths has got big hands at both. And he's also counting down to watching his flying mare, Fidelia, take on the Group 1 horses in Sydney on Saturday. Good morning, Robbie. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
That is good. Before I ask you about your horses, you would have been a very relieved man and also probably a proud man yesterday in your role as the boss of the Trainers Association to hear what the Premier Daniel Andrews had to say about racing and also how racing has been sticking and adhering to the protocols to continue through this tough time.
Absolutely. I'm actually proud of, you know, everyone. It's been a collective group of all the associations and, you know, ATA and Andrew Nicholl and myself have done a lot of work with the BJA and Country Racing and RV and the governments have been sensational and all the PRAs and just everyone in general has really dug deep and we know the importance of sticking to the protocols and showing how important it is to keep job security, as our Premier mentioned. And I think that we don't take it for granted. We take it day by day because it's such a, it's one of those moving issues that we've always been speaking about. But if we keep doing what we're doing, we might be able to just get through to the other side, which would be absolutely sensational.
There's no doubt about that. It is a different world we live in, and another example of that were the sales yesterday. Did you partake in the English online sale?
I did, actually. We didn't have any luck, actually. The online bidding froze when we buggered something up there somehow. But anyway, we only had our eye on one because, you know, it's sort of there's good opportunities there, but we've got enough yearlings that we've purchased so far. So we only had our eye on one and we missed out. So we'll concentrate on what we got and we're delighted with what we have and there's enough of them to keep us going.
Well, you've got some nice horses going around the next few days and you've decided to throw Fidelia in the deep end. I see she's the extreme outsider at $81. That's a little bit unfair for her. I know it's a while since she's run, but she was a good run last start at Moonee Valley. Is she better than an $81 pop on Saturday in the Coolmore Legacy?
Oh, well, I'm biased. I'm in her corner, of course, so I think she is. But I suppose the big concern is, you know, is the weather, and there's rain up there overnight and rain today. So if they get the 5 to 10 mil, and the 7.6 fell overnight, so I suppose that's the concern. You know, we'll have her as a backup plan in at Caulfield Saturday, and she leaves for Sydney tonight. They stay with David Pfeiffer. So decisions will be made this afternoon. But certainly if we go, I think she's a lot better than an $81 chance because, you know, big field, hopefully there's high pressure and it suits a run-on horse like her, you know, a big long run in that Randwick is. And I think that she's coming off an outstanding run at Moonee Valley, so I think if the conditions aren't too soft for her, I think that she can, you know, she shouldn't be left out of it. She's not an $81 chance in my mind, that's for sure.
What's your gut feel? Because we're a soft seven at Caulfield on Saturday as well, and Randwick's currently on a soft seven, and both coming off wet tracks last week.
Yeah, and her form, probably her style of racing, isn't really subjective to being a key player at Caulfield. She tends to be a big groundhog day there, get back, run on, run third sort of thing. So, you know, realistically, I'd say she's 99% chance of going to Sydney and only sort of in at Caulfield if we need a backup run to keep the ticking over for a race in Adelaide in 3 weeks after this Saturday. So I would imagine that she'll go to Sydney because she'll get a pretty soft run first half from barrier five, and if she can handle the, you know, and the track could well and truly drain and be okay by Saturday as well. So that's the things that we've got to factor into it. But I think she'll take a place in Sydney, and based on the strength of the Moonee Valley last run, she was very good. I think she can be in the mix.
All right. Before we look today at your runners, just talking about Caulfield on Saturday, who are you looking forward to running there?
Oh, Royal Crown's a really progressive young horse that Michael Kent Senior left with us before he had a little break, and he was good at Sandown winning, and I thought he was very good last start at Bendigo when things didn't work out for him. He'll love the mile and a half, and I think that he'll give us a great run. Sagara's a last start winner, but up in grade, but I think Royal Crown's the progressive young horse of the team there.
Okay. Is Glenn Fiddick going to go around and back up again, or is that just an entry that was left over?
It was an entry that was left over. He's pulled up really well. the general sort of thought was he first run on the wet, he was a little bit unsure of himself on straightening. They thought the track was a bit sticky at that stage of the track, and but he was quite good late, and he's pulled up well, so we're going to leave him and have a crack at the champagne in Saturday week, and have a crack at the big one. With his pedigree, the status of Group 1's worth a lot for him if we're lucky enough to win it.
Gee, got some nice chances at Ladbrokes Park on the lakeside today. Hasseltoff in race number 3 is the favourite and deserves to be on its form. Two starts, 2 seconds. Is today the day it breaks through?
Oh, we hope so. He's got the right form, and you know he probably should have won last start. So you would think that it's a good race. With only the 7 in, you can make a case for several. Mm. But he was very good on debut and equally as good last start. So it's only a 6-day backup, but he's come through the race really well. And you think he'd love Sandown and that extra 200 metres. So I think that he deserves to be favourite. And let's hope that pans out that way that he can win.
Race 4, you've got Lady Diora, who drops back in class.
Yeah, she does. And she was really good first prep. Two very good seconds. And one of those was to... the horse that beat her has won 4 of his last 5, including Caulfield Saturday. She went too quick in the vanity. She had a little freshen since then. She will improve. She's only had the one jump out last week, but I still think that she'll give this a hell of a shake because she's a really nice young horse. And running through the form line through Ancestry on Saturday, you'd have to think that they would hold her up well.
You've got Influential Girl in race number 6, and she's consistent, isn't she?
She's a beauty. She's only a tiny top. There's nothing of her. But she's a real, real go-getter. She wants to be a genuine racehorse, and she was terrific last start. She'd been a bit luckless leading into her win, and the wet track played into her favour of her style of racing is to get back and have one clear run. So the track being wet, Carlene could just angle to the outside and let her rip, and she come from last to first victory. And it's only been a 6-day backup for her too, but she's come through well. She will like having 53.5 on her back, but she's not much of her. So although she's up in grade with her genuine approach to racing and a drop in weight for a last start winner, I think she's got to be in the mix.
And then you've got Alessandro, one that you've got a share in the last race, third up from a year out. Is today a run you're expecting to see something a bit more from Alessandro?
Yeah, I do believe that. I think that we've got our eyes firmly on the Ramsden, hoping to qualify for the Holy Grail in first Tuesday in November. And he's a horse that was really promising as a 3-year-old and didn't get a chance to run in the Derby. And then he hurt himself in the Alistair Clark. And his return runs, I think, have been very sound. He had a fresh run at Geelong and didn't do much on paper, but that's all you'd expect of a horse like him. And I thought he was a little bit cheeky last start. I thought he ran quite well. I'd like to think he'll show us something today, whether that's winning or running just a nice fourth or fifth or something to that effect. And I'd like to think that, you know, next start over 2600, he'll really be ready to win going into the Ramsden. So we're no surprise to see him win, but you would think that because he's a horse on the improve, but you would like to see him be one that people are watching to follow. So I think he'll give us a good run, and winning would be a bonus.
All right. Who's your winner today then?
I think we'll stick with the maiden Hasseltoff. I think he's our winner.
Good on you, Robbie. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.